Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are speaking with Morgan Barber and Carolyn Downs of Blazing Change Players. Welcome.
Hi.
Great to be here.
Hey.
So what is Blazing Change Players?
Well, we're a brand new theater company that Caroline and I founded in Richmond, Virginia last fall. We're nonprofit and educational, and our focus is really on creating original, challenging, and dynamic dramatic works, which we hope will function as a platform for open dialogue about issues of social inequality within our modern society.
That sounds pretty exciting.
By the by sounds pretty intense. Can we hear about how it all came about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am directing the project, and Morgan initially came out to me. We were randomly assigned as partners in a theater class one day, and we started talking about, you know, issues in the bisexual community, because I'm sure as any member of the bisexual community can attest, there are issues that the issue of bisexual invisibility and of the stereotypes that we address in the show, and you know, even the statistics, which they may not all know about, which I'm sure they can all see why they happen. The things that we face every day, they're just a constant part of our reality. They're just something you're constantly aware of. You know, it's like it's almost like having a tail. It's just something you're constantly aware of. It's constantly around you. And so we are talking about it, and you know, she says, you know, I've got this great idea. Do you want to hop on this? Would you like to direct this for me? And I said, absolutely. Would I love a chance to take a stand? And so And then we began our devising process. We began writing, casting, pulling people in, and it's just been this absolutely incredible social force ever since. And it's excellent because we never run out of steam, because it's an issue that's present with us every single day. It's something that we face every single day, and we're facing it even more now that we're being vocal about it. People have even more questions. You know, the stereotypes surrounding bisexuality get sort of pushed onto our show as well as us now, and so we have even more to speak up about, and we are never running out of fuel.
That's fantastic. There does seem to be quite a bit of pushback happening now that we are a lot more visible. So yeah, good for you guys. We appreciate that. You're going to be covering quite a few of our issues in the bi community, and you have a unique way of presenting them. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're focusing on, the format of By the Bi, it's very much a mixed media project. We're combining original music with spoken word and contemporary modern dance and ballet. So it's very much, we're attacking this issue from a multitude of creative sources. It's very, I feel like, very visually stimulating and just beautiful, really. So it's a unique approach. I honestly haven't seen any kind of theater that has any kind of theater done in this manner before. Very new, very young. I feel like we have a very youthful voice. And so through that, we have this innovative new way of presenting theater, this innovative new way of really telling our story. And through that, we create this platform to talk about these incredible issues that bisexuals face. Our main focus is on bisexual invisibility, just the fact that we are neglected. Actually, a line in our show is the B is seen as silent in the LGBT. And I feel like that really is our main focus of just kind of giving this voice to this voiceless community. And then within that, we tackle issues of fetishization, of religion, of this idea that we're these promiscuous, sexualized creatures, of guilt over dating straight, quote-unquote. We cover the statistics of rape and domestic violence and of depression within our communities. Over 40% of bisexual people in the United States of America have attempted suicide. We're really trying to bring these statistics to light.
Thank you. Thank you very much for including the stats. I think it's a very important thing that we need to put out there. People need to understand we're not just whining.
Yeah.
And that we're real, and that we're real, that we exist.
And we're in trouble.
Sometimes that it's not real.
Yeah, we're in trouble. And you know, that needs to be addressed. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw in real... I'm sorry. Can I just throw something in real quick, John? I noticed you have quite a bit of diversity in your cast, too, and that's very important, intersectionality. Do you touch on that at all? Or
we do have a lot of pieces from a lot of different viewpoints. We have pieces that come from the viewpoints of men who have only been with men that are now with a woman. We have viewpoints coming from women who are experiencing their first homosexual relationship. We definitely have a lot of different voices from a lot of different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. And our cast themselves are actually incredible. We have members of our cast who are bisexual. We have members of our cast who are heterosexual. I actually don't know if we have any fully homosexual cast members, but they're all...
Well, Andrew just joined us again.
So we do, yeah.
We have Andrew back.
Yes, we've got all different voices speaking up for this, which I think is actually great that we have members of so many different other communities willing to speak up and take a stand on this issue.
Absolutely. And our team of writers as well come from all different backgrounds. So we really, not only do we have an amazing cast presenting their own unique stories, but our writers are able to bring voices to these works. Very diverse backgrounds.
Thank you. I threw that in there. I'm sorry. I kind of sprung it on you.
Oh, great. By the By, we'll have it premiere in Richmond on March 22nd, and will also be at March 29th. And I understand that you're also going to take the show to Ireland next.
Yes, we have been invited to perform in the International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival, which is the largest gay theatre festival in the world. So we will be heading to Dublin the first week of May. I believe we begin performing at the festival May 4th, and that's incredibly, incredibly exciting. I'm just overjoyed with the chance to share this internationally, especially with the bill that was just in talks of being passed right in Northern Ireland, which is very close to Dublin, yeah. right to the north of it. That would allow people to refuse service to members of the LGBT community based just off of their sexuality. So
yeah.
It's definitely a good time to be talking about things like this, I think, internationally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ireland is really going through quite a bit, so yeah, so good to be putting some focus there. So
yeah, and because it's not just an issue that happens in America. This is everyone everywhere. This is all humanity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Alrighty. So, like most of us, nonprofits with projects, you could use a little financial help. Can you tell us about your Indiegogo campaign?
Yes, we launched about a week ago. We've already raised about 35% of the funds we need. We're aiming to have $6,000 to take our cast to Ireland. We've mm-hmm. raised around $1,800, which is helpful, but definitely not what we need. So we're hoping to raise at minimum $6,000. That way we can cover our cast travel and our performance insurance, be able to cover costumes and printing productions, mm-hmm. be able to house them, which is very important. And then if by some miracle we raise more than that, we're hoping to continue our work with By the By and potentially look into other cities and other festivals to take it to.
That would be great if you could do that.
It would be amazing.
It would be. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed on that. I hope it works out. And do you have by any chance, are someone going to be taping it so we could have little previews or vignettes that you're going to be posting?
We do actually, on our Facebook page and our Instagram, have a couple of little sneak peeks from our rehearsals of the choreography that's going up. And eventually we will be recording the entire performance because on our Indiegogo, one of our rewards is that if you donate $100 or more, you get a recording of the entire show.
Awesome. That is a good little reward.
That segues right to this. All the links will be provided on our website and... You know, we're in D.C., so I would like to get a link to advertise a performance. Also, historically, Robin in Richmond that I hope knows about it. Robin, which is the organization in Richmond in Hampton Roads.
And you could do that, advertise it in the Center By, too, right?
That's exactly right.
Good places to do that. All right. Anything else you guys would like to add?
No, thank you guys for giving us a chance to speak up and speak out about this, because that's what the show is all about, is speaking up and speaking out and getting our message heard.
Absolutely. That's what we're all here for, right? I thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all your hard work for helping to make us visible and our, having our concerns heard. I just want to remind everyone, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to the Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Nip it back.